For Montana News, I'm Cherie Newman. Next time you're in a supermarket or a bookstore, check out the magazines. On the racks, you're likely to see a profusion of glossy publications devoted to stories about Montana fly fishing vacations, high-end restaurants, and art, printed on pages supported by ads for trophy homes and custom-built furniture. But Montana Quarterly takes a different approach, says Editor-in-Chief Scott McMillian.
We try to take a realistic look at Montana. We focus on real life, not lifestyle. And our motto for many years has been Montana Warts and All.
That motto is now the name of a book, a collection of the best stories published during Montana Quarterly's first 10 years.
We've got a section called Living Local, which is about living in small towns and how people make livings there. And one of my favorite stories is called No Child Not Dancing, which is about the school in little bitty Bynum, Montana, where every morning starts with dance lessons for the whole school. We've got a food and drink section, which is more about drink than food, profiles of several bars, including the Jimtown Bar, arguably the toughest joint in Montana. We've got a section of fiction, a section of stories about people who help out, people who are finding solutions to problems and making the world a little better. We've got a section called Truth Tellers, and that is about our artists, people who address truth through paint, sculpture, music, and literature. We have profiles of Phil Auberg, Floyd DeWitt, Wiley Gustafson, and Paul Zarzyski.
The list of writers who have contributed stories to the magazine is impressive. To name just a few, Tim Cahill, Alan Kesselheim, William Kittredge, New York Times bestselling author Marianne Vollers, Fred Haefeli, Pete Fromm, Jeff Welsh.
Jeff Welsh wrote a story called Double Life about a woman who was a justice of the peace in Conrad and suffered an injury, was stuck in bed for several weeks during 9/11, and taught herself Arabic and became a terrorist buster. And help the feds track down quite a few bad guys.
As the name suggests, Montana Warts and All also includes stories about Montanans misbehaving. Even so, when McMillian first received a proposal from Ted Brewer to write a story about a gang of policemen behaving like criminals, he had his doubts.
It was about some renegade cops in Butte that were staging armed robberies all over town back in the 60s. And I was a little dubious, and Ted Brewer just turned in a wonderful story. They were breaking into grocery stores, pharmacies, and I believe the brothel. They were trying to extort some marijuana growers up by Fort Benton. They were bad boys.
Choosing which stories to include in the book turned out to be a challenge.
The hardest part really was trying to decide what not to run for this book. We've had a lot of good stories, and keeping it down to about 320 pages was kind of hard. It's about 10% of the stories we've published.
As the Montana Quarterly magazine moves into its second decade, Scott McMillian plans to keep publishing stories about remarkable places and people in Montana, whether or not they fit into popular romantic notions about this place.
Our editorial philosophy is to tell the real stories of our state, and some of them have warts on them.
There's information about Montana Quarterly and the book, Montana Warts and All, at our website, mtpr.org. For Montana News, I'm Cherie Newman.